There's always something happening across our beautiful region. Start planning your weekend now with What's On Fraser Coast.
Welcome to another What's On podcast with Kim Parnell from What's On Fraser Coast magazine. Hi, Kim.
Hi, Tam. Always a pleasure to see you.
It's nice to be in the studio again for a while. Now, there is a lot going on, so let's get stuck straight into it. Coming up Friday, June 28.
Yep, that's right through till Sunday, July the 21st. Judy McGlivray, I hope I've said her name correctly, from Natural Connections at Gattaca's Creative Space, 311 at Kent Street, Maryborough. A series of works from local artist Julie, I'm not saying her surname again, will be on display in a creative space as part of NAIDOC Week. Julie's works are an expression of our interaction with nature. The fauna and beachscape of our beautiful Wide Bay region have inspired Julie to accept the challenge of depicting this visual feast in mixed media. The artist shares this experience with you through a range of mediums and textures influenced by her cultural and spiritual background. The exhibition shows from 9:30 a.m. to 3:30 p.m. daily, and there is free entry.
Love it. And Saturday, June 29 and Sunday, June 30 at the Movies Cat Show.
And that's at Maryborough Showgrounds. And this week, our special podcast guest is the president of the Regional Cat Club, Mary West, to tell us all about the event.
Should we give her a call?
Let's give her a call.
Let's do it. All right. We're joined this morning by president of the Regional Cat Club, Mary, to tell us about this event. How are you this morning?
Good, thank you.
That's good. So, you're a breeder of cats. Tell us about your cats.
I breed Siberian forest cats, which is one of the only hypoallergenic cats in the world. So if you've got allergies, you need a Siberian. But I've also bred the ragdoll cat, which I got into because my daughters have autism and they make really great therapy cats. So I've had, you know, cats pretty much all my life, everything from Moggies, where I stole the neighbour's cat when I was a one-year-old, right through to pedigree cats.
Wow. So why was that, and when and why was the Regional Cat Club formed? Tell us a little bit about that.
Well, we formed 4 years ago, and just because there's not a lot of cat clubs still active in regional Queensland, we're now the only one left. So we wanted to come at it with a different view other than just pedigree cat shows. So every one of our shows, we invite a local rescue along and they get to showcase their cats because we believe that all cats matter, whether you've got a pedigree or a moggy or whatever. But for us, the most important part is the education of the public, like why we dissect our cats before they go home. Because we get that as a breeder, we get often asked, oh, you know, can we bite, not the sex? And we're like, no, because the, you know, stray cat population is so high in this country and they're being put to sleep daily. We can't justify that. So the education side's really important.
For sure. Now, coming up this weekend, we've got At the Movies Cat Show. Tell us a little bit about the event and what people can expect.
Well, we've got 113 cats entered. And we also have the team from the Not Forgotten Ones, which is a Fraser Coast cat rescue. They'll be there with some of their cats looking for new homes as well. So we'll have two judges from New Zealand come over, and there'll be five local Australian judges as well judging the cats. And there'll be face painting and food vans, coffee van. You'll be able to talk to some vets and things like that as well, and just different cat-related businesses and a whole bunch of market stores. So it'll be pretty much something for everyone.
So tell us a little bit about the Not Forgotten Ones and why you chose that particular charity.
We chose them based on the fact that they don't put cats to sleep. They will keep them with rescuers and in foster homes for as long as it takes to find them the right home. They're very active in the community, often taking in, you know, litters of babies that, you know, mum's been abandoned or whatever. And they just really work hard. They're often down at Station Square selling their raffle tickets and hand-knitted goods, just trying to make a difference one cat at a time.
Well, that's lovely. Now, what time is the show on and is there an entry fee?
The entry fee is $5 for adults and all the kids are for free. And we're there having visitors through from 9 o'clock to 3 o'clock.
Beautiful.
So how can people find out more, Mary?
They can jump onto Facebook. We have very active social media and Instagram, or onto our website as well. And there's also details on the Maryborough Showgrounds page as well.
Beautiful. All right. President of the Regional Cat Club, Mary West, thank you so much for your time this morning.
Thank you very much
thank
for
you.
That.
Bye.
Well, there you go. Bringing judges over from New Zealand for that one. It's going to be a big cat show.
It is.
All right. So there's lots going on as we move on Saturday, this Saturday and Sunday, the Hervey Bay Gem and Mineral Show.
The event is actually for the whole family. There'll be jewellery, gemstones, crystals, fossils, minerals, lapidary supplies, demonstrations and Kids Corner. It's actually at Star of the Sea Catholic School, which is 39 Hughes Road in Hervey Bay. Admission's only $5 and kids under 12 are free, and they also receive a treasure bag too.
Ooh.
On Saturday, the event runs from 9 a.m. to 4 and Sunday from 9 a.m. to 3. The auction begins at 1:30 on Saturday. Don't forget your wallet, as I bet you won't leave empty-handed. I love this event. There's so many unique pieces of jewellery and just things that you won't find anywhere else.
I might have to send my partner along, I think.
Mm-hmm. I think so.
And happening on Saturday, the Witches Market.
That's a Howard Community Centre at Ballot Park. The Enchanting Witches Market is back on the Fraser Coast for its magical third year. The event runs from 10 a.m. through till 4, and dressing up is not only welcomed but encouraged. Let your inner witch or wizard shine at this extraordinary event that is as much a spectacle as it is a marketplace. The stall holders are unique, so you'll find extraordinary gifts and goods that defy convention and stand out from the rest.
I like this. I've been called a witch by many people, so maybe I should head along.
Haven't we all?
Yeah, it's also followed by the Yule celebration.
Yeah, I celebrate Yule with song, dance and a light supper with a ritual, and that's from 6 p.m. through till 10. Enjoy the live music with John Vivi. Tickets are $45 and available through Humantix, is that how you say that
one?
Humantix, is it? For those travelling a distance, there's a free RV park right across the road. If you're wondering what Yule is, it is the pagan celebration of winter solstice, also known as Yule, and is one of the oldest winter celebrations in the world. For more info, find the event on Facebook.
Oh, there you go. And also happening on Saturday, Barefoot Bowls at the Yerengan Bowls Club.
Yeah, this event's a Dunga Derby by Rally for Cause fundraiser that involves three of the teams, a Dunny Mobile, Lion Diesel and Team Elmo. It's $35 per person, and they'd like teams of four. Free sausage sizzle, lots of prizes and raffles to be won. Registration is from 1:30 p.m. Bowling commences at 2. To register, call 0476 248 844. That number again, 0476 248 844. Sorry, I just couldn't read my own writing.
I've got you. And Sunday, it's a big day in Maryborough for the Mary Poppins Festival.
And that's at Portside Precinct at Queen's Park, Maryborough. Another great event. So it'll be on from 9 a.m. through till 3, and it celebrates the story, the power of storytelling and inviting visitors to immerse themselves in a world of play and imagination. Maryborough, as we all know, is the birthplace of P.L. Travers, the author of the beloved Mary Poppins novels. The free event's guaranteed to delight both young and the young at heart with festival favourites, the chimney sweeping, nanny races and the grand parade. And usually Mr. Mayor George Seymour has a bit of a go at the nanny race too. So they're encouraging everybody to dress up as your favourite character for the day, as there's going to be an attempt made at the Australian Book of Records for the most amount of people to dress up as Mary Poppins characters. To find out more, go to all the W's, marypoppinsfestival.com.au. But it really is a great day out for the whole family. I'm running out of breath.
It is a great day out. And also on Sunday, the community picnic at Gattaca's.
In Maryborough, the free community picnic will take place in conjunction with the Mary Poppins Festival and runs from 10 a.m. through till 3. There'll be live music from the Hillbilly Goats and Keely Ellen Music. There's free artist workshops from Nancy Brown and Shani Meninsky. That workshop will offer participants an opportunity to create artwork featuring a variety of media. The drawings produced will reflect a day at the festival. Nancy Brown's workshop will offer screen printing activities. Participants can create their own design or use a prepared template with supplied materials. Participants are welcome to bring along their own items for screen printing, like T-shirts, aprons, tea towels, etc. So it sounds like fun.
It does. And also on Sunday, holy jolly, it's going to be a big day, the Puna Cars, Bikes and Coffee.
That's at Puna General Store, 114 Baronia Drive. Bring your kids, family and your favourite car or bike between 9 a.m. and 1 and kickstart your Sunday with a fantastic morning filled with stunning cars, sleek bikes and great coffee. It's the perfect gathering for all vehicle enthusiasts to connect, share stories and admire the rides.
sounds wonderful. And last but not least, on Sunday, the Australian Voices in concert.
Yes, a little bit of culture. Hmm. At St. Paul's Anglican Church at Lennox Street, Maryborough, the event kicks off at 3 p.m. and runs through till 4:30. The Australian Voices is an internationally acclaimed choir whose focus is bringing to life the music of living composers and telling Australian stories in song. This will be a vibrant concert of gorgeous choral in which the beach, the bush, the rainforest and the very meaning of what it is to be Australian is evoked. For tickets, head to all the W's at theaustralianvoices.com.
Wow, you are going to be a busy
I'm exhausted lady. After reading all of that.
I'm exhausted yes. just thinking about it all. So if people want more information about any of those events, where can they find it all?
They can either find me on Facebook or head to all the W's, whatsonfrasercoast.com.au.
All right, you better go and get some rest in preparation for this weekend.
Yes, and you'll be able to catch me as per usual every year at the Mary Poppins Festival.
Can't wait. Thanks, Kim.
Go on, get off your bum. Get out and enjoy the beautiful Fraser Coast.